Okay, Jewel Road. Gosh, strange ideas start coming up. One of them, just an option thing here. If we can, if you should do this whole thing interactively with different storylines resulting from different choices. We could even make it, you know, that what's gonna happen now, it's up to you, you know, the next volume here that you can go and buy. You can choose between that choice and the other one and see. I mean, it's crazy, so I forget it, but because it would be such incredible production volume. Anyway, it's a fun idea. Many fun ideas here. So anyway, back to reality here, or story. So one question mark so far is, who is and where is Aina? A beautiful, better part of Onni. A wise lady who needs, she realizes that more and more on this dangerous mission. So she tries to get in there. She comes down and we follow her adventure. And she can't get across that bridge because it's broken. There's some kind of defensive system that has kicked in, so we don't get all the lowly dark beings coming, flooding into heaven. So, but anyway, so what shall she do? Then my idea was that, yes, she meets, what's his name, Engil, who, or someone, who instructs her in some secret mystic art, whatever. You can play freely here. Namely, that she can enter some kind of mystical portal, subtle of course, as we are in the subtle realm, where she can go directly to Shadowland, to Earth. Not many do it that way, whatever, something like that. Now, I thought of another option, that she figures out that time in that shadow land, in that earthly realm, is kind of, those are in there, they are stuck at the point in time, but when you're here, you can actually enter into different times. I don't know, but this is just, again, an idea. Something like that. We don't even have to discuss it, but keep it there as a possible solution, because I think we should keep it a mystery there. Where is she? What's going on? Will she succeed? And she started to think that, well, it's not possible. I will have to stay here and wait for him by the bridge. And she meets people. And finally she meets this mystical person. He says, I might have a solution. And then again we leave. Then go back to Pio struggling. And there we go, Pio aging, this girl, that girl. is this aina, is that aina. It's mystery. And the reader, just as a writer actually, when these ideas came, were, remains on the edge of their seats. Hey, what's going on? It wasn't her either. And now we could add a little wild, maybe, twist in the end, very end of the whole Jewel Road story. When they meet again, and Theo say, oh my goodness, what a trip this was. I mean, yes, I was looking for you everywhere. I thought, because you said so, that you had come to help me and I really needed you. But then I thought, no, she shouldn't come here, Pure Lady, because this place is too dangerous, too dark, too dangerous for a woman especially, and so on. And then she just laughs a little, looking very mysterious. And then he said, well, why do you look like that? And she said, maybe I was there with you, helping you. And he goes, what? And then she reveals a big, formidable secret. Or maybe that comes in the next chapter. Where it's revealed what actually happened. She got into that time capsule or whatever. And moved back in time to 1920 something, 21. And that's where she entered and took birth on Earth. In a village of Sweden. And there she was, young, lively, joyful, some say angelic, always positive, optimistic, playful. And then she met a man. He started a little factory producing trousers. But then she got tuberculosis, which at that time, in the 40s, the war was going on, was mainly deadly. And there she is in the hospital, staring death right in the face. Many things to think of. They're outside there, the sanatorium, where such people spend their last days. But she was so young and so full of life and such a beautiful soul, and everyone was so sad for her. Others were maybe older and had already done much in their lives. So, but then this miraculous cure was invented, and they tested it basically on her and others there, because this sanatorium was kind of famous in Sweden, a big one, and it worked, and she came out of there. With one lung only, not even a full one. Crooked spine. And the doctor told her to never get a child. But you see, she came here to get a child. So what to do? Drama, drama. And then she comes to her husband and says, I want a child. And he says, you're not allowed to. And she says, I can feel it. God wants me to. Things like that. And then they get a little child. A son. Chubby little guy. And yes, we should call him Theo. That's a good way of contracting two names, Per and Olaf, or Ole. And there we are. And then Pio goes, what? You were my mother? And then we can build that, those clues into this story. Because now we are at the end of, you know, 9 books or so, volumes. Big story. That when he grows up, then we see mother there also. Not just showing her in the background, her and father, but well, maybe we make that more complete now. The story of the mother. And we show that Pio's growth, his childhood, his teenage, again, but from the viewpoint of mother and father and the relatives who are now where we are now, from where this story has been told. Sounds like a chapter, probably not a volume, but also present, because this other world station is of course in Pitriloka. Yep, like that.